I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, May 14th, 2018.
Good morning.
Good morning. I wasn't sure about the date there for a second.
Or what year it was, or what, yeah.
What day is it?
I forget, too. It's hard to believe that it is May, and we're to the middle of May now. And, I mean, we're 2 weeks away from June, and that's 6 months in the year.
Isn't it crazy? It feels like the year just started.
Yeah. Well, it was Mother's Day yesterday. Did you have a good Mother's Day?
Yeah, it was, you know, it was actually great. I know a lot of people dream of, you know, the kids bringing them breakfast in bed and all those great, lovely things. But my mom had my kids from Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Until later Sunday, and so I was pretty much alone for 2 days, which was wonderful.
Huh.
And I just slept, and I went to the gym, and I made myself like a great dinner that all got eaten. It was lovely.
Why, when you make food, does it not get eaten all, or what?
No, they always waste food. They always waste some part of it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's lovely. I just, you know, went to the gym, and I went to Save On Foods right after and bought, you know, like a nice piece of salmon that I could just, you know, eat by myself.
Yeah.
So none of that was getting wasted. It was great.
Farmed or wild?
Wild.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I don't understand why people, I guess it's because people buy a farm because it's cheaper, or they just don't know, but I mean,
right.
You can't be eating that shit, you know?
No, you can't. Not anymore.
Plus, it doesn't taste good, too.
I mean, no, it doesn't.
Other than, you know, ruining your environment, as farm salmon does.
Well, once you've eaten wild salmon, you can't really...
You can't go back, yeah.
You really can't go back. Everything else is kind of trash.
Yeah.
Beyond that. What did you do? Did you do anything lovely with your mother?
Nothing, no. No.
You didn't buy her anything, or...
Well, no, we had a big vacation about a month ago. And,
that's right.
Yeah, so that's about it, right?
So that was kind of, okay, here's your...
Oh, sure, yeah. That's it for the year, I suppose.
Okay, well, that's reasonable, right?
But, I wanted to go to lunch, but she had something to do.
She was busy.
Yeah, so we'll go to lunch another day, but, I mean, that's fine. It's Mother's Day every day,
Exactly.
Sure.
I didn't do anything particular with my mom, other than when she dropped off the kids. I said Happy Mother's Day. She said thanks. Then she left.
did your kids make you cards and things like that?
Oh, Sophia made me like a little tea bag thing in a little paper teapot. You know, those cute little things.
And they made something for grandmother, I hope.
Yeah, they did, which I was like, wow. Well, someone said she gave her a card, and I was like, wow, that's nice. I didn't even get a card, but whatever.
Right, yeah. Well,
I'll take it.
Yeah. I guess that's what parents say, you know, they have kids to have grandkids, right?
Apparently,
the rewarding
part. I mean, my mom seems to be quite enjoying it, so.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I let her have that time because I need a break, quite frankly, so I really don't mind if she wants to take them for a weekend or a week or a month even.
Yeah. Well, I ended up watching a bunch of television and YouTube and things like that because, you know, you have to catch up, right, on the weekend.
Of course.
All these things that people are talking about, right?
Of course.
That are in the news. So I watched a bunch of shows. Like I watched a bit of Barry. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's Bill Hader. It's a new HBO show. They just finished the first season, but I'm not even halfway through it yet. And
Bill Hader.
It's very funny. Henry Winkler's in it. Remember the Fonz?
Yeah, of course.
It's really, it seems like a stupid premise for a show, but it's really funny. He's a veteran of I guess the Afghan War.
Mm-hmm.
And his job principally is an assassin or a hitman. To kill people, and so he gets these assignments from, you know, to various jobs.
Right.
And so he ends up, he has his assignment to kill someone, and so he's stalking them, I guess, you know, the first for a few days.
Right, right.
And they end up, he ends up following the guy, and he goes to acting class.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, it's in Los Angeles, so it's, you know, workshop acting and, you know, things like that.
Right, right.
And for some reason, he you know, he's trying to follow the guy, and then he ends up standing in the hall or something, and then someone drags him in, and he finds out that he enjoys doing this, you know. And so he wants to be an improv actor or whatever it's called, or a comedian. Not a comedian, but, you know, like an actor.
And, well, I'm sure there's lots of comedy in it.
Yeah, well, it's very funny, but the scenes that they do are, you know, dramatic scenes, which makes it funnier because you're sitting there and you're laughing your head off. And
right.
So I'm about 2-3 episodes in, and it's really great, and I think it's coming back for a second season. So, I mean, it's worth watching for Bill Hader and for Henry Winkler, who's really great in it.
Bill Hader's pretty funny.
He is, isn't he? I was going to say he's underrated, but he's pretty big, I mean, for his Saturday Night Live work.
He is.
And I think he's done a movie or two.
He has, the one with Amy Schumer, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's mm-hmm. right, he was in that, yeah.
That wasn't my favorite movie, but he was in it.
Yeah, everyone was in it.
There were a lot of people, LeBron James.
That's right, and Colin Quinn, and then Brie Larson.
Right, yep.
She was the sister, and yeah, that was a good movie. I've seen her other things, and like I saw the one Snatched with Goldie Hawn.
Oh, right. How was that? I've never seen it.
Goldie Hawn has some, you know, Goldie Hawn's pretty good, right? So she was fine.
She is.
But, I mean, you know, there's only so much of, the, you know, a drunk girl.
Yeah, exactly.
Having fun, you know, there's exactly. only so much of that can go around, right?
You can only run on that playline for so long.
And I think her new movie is a similar thing too, isn't it? I can't remember what it's called now, but
yeah, I don't know. I haven't
came out a couple weeks ago, but I like her. I mean,
oh yeah,
she's
I feel pretty.
Yeah, I think she's funny, and I think she's entertaining enough. So I do.
Oh yeah, I've always thought she was funny, but I mean, to your point, yeah, you can. The whole drunk girl act can only go on for so long.
Yeah, I think she should do something, you know, like so something dramatic. Well, I think she did something dramatic in Thank You for Your Service, which I haven't seen, but apparently she was good in that. She played, it's a war movie, or a post-war movie, so.
Oh, really?
And then she's on Broadway. I think she was nominated for Tony, I think, for one of her, for a play that she did earlier this year.
So, I have no idea.
So she's not a slouch when it comes to acting. But
she's not some sludge.
Yeah, but she's you know,
been
she's,
around.
But she's good though, and she's you know, a delightful voice in comedy. Another thing that I've been seeing is Crashing with Pete Holmes.
Hmm.
That's a very good New York comedy. He's a struggling stand-up comedian.
Okay.
And that's quite funny. And so I recommend Barry and Crashing.
You
can see that on the HBO.
Did you happen to come across that new music video, This is America?
You know, I've seen it, and I haven't watched it as closely as others have watched it as closely. I mean, you can't watch the news this week and not have people, you know, dissect it. And I saw on Twitter someone dissecting
right.
it, you know, all these images, you know, how much historical value there are in the images that he's created. But no, it's not my kind of music. It's not my jam, as the young people say. But it's a very powerful video, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's such a big message in there. And I think, you know, like you said, you really have to sit and watch and interpret. Because I think, so, you know, everybody has and reads it differently.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I think the message is kind of the same. But it's pretty powerful. Like, a lot of thought and work, I could only imagine, that went into creating that video.
Even like, there's one pose where he's... you know, he evokes the images of Jim Crow and
Crow, yeah.
Things like that. What was I going to say about – I mean, it really is. I mean, the epidemic of violence in the United States is something that you know, everyone's talking about it, but nothing really gets done. And I think when someone like him – I mean, he's a pretty big deal.
Brings it to light. I think, you know, a lot of people have brought it to light, but he just, like, really put it in your face there, you know, like
– Yeah, because it is – I mean, it has violent images as well.
It is, and it's just – it's the dirty truth of what it really is, right? And people have to learn to accept that. And more than that is we need to be prepared to make some sort of change, because nothing's happening at this point.
Yeah.
Not enough is happening anyway. And it's just, I don't know, I think it's such a crazy time to be living in, to, you know, to be black. Not only that, but to even have children growing up in this time. It just feels like we're on the cusp of, like, such a pivotal change.
I mean, it is a frightening time. I mean, you know, black people can't, you know, stand around or sleep in, you know, places or, you know, without the risk of being called, you know, the police called on them, right?
It's insanity right now. Insane.
Yeah.
Insane. So, you know, things are going to come to a head if they haven't already. More so than anything. I don't know. It's just a really changing time. It's like we're reliving history.
Yeah.
Reliving history, but in the art with social media and all these other other changes that have happened, but we're essentially reliving history in a different day and age. And it's interesting.
It is interesting. Yeah, because 50 years ago was 1968, and that was such an important year in in history, because Dr. King was killed, and Robert Kennedy, and the rioting in the United States, Watts.
Right.
Was Watts in 68? No, I think Watts was in 65. Anyway,
you're the Gates guy.
The war, the rioting, of course, in Chicago, and then there was rioting in France as well. So it is. Yeah. I mean, it was such an important year because everything changed in '68, and I think 50 years later.
Here we are again.
Yeah, we've retracted sort of, and I guess it's a time for. Well, hopefully change,
for change,
but
yeah.
You know.
For some real change, you know, not this temporary change that we saw for a minute, you know. It needs to be, like, some permanent change moving forward. But
yeah.
Who knows? We'll see.
Well, you know, it's a very different America from 50 years ago. And within the last 50 years, you did have a black president. But at the same time...
We have. I mean, but again, like I said, you know, the world's changing, right? Like, I see these kids that are just young activists, they're seeing what they're growing up with around them, and they're just not having it.
Yeah.
So I am really just interested to see what these kids do with our future, with their future. I think they're going to do big things. So I think this is, like, an amazing time to be around.
And just as the kids did in 68, I mean, the children, the young people of that era, really spurred on, right? So then it makes me wonder is what happened to our generation.
Well, yeah, what were we doing? I don't know. We're just, you know, being a little more complacent. We were just hanging out, you know.
Yeah.
Things were not what they're like right now.
Yeah.
You know, during our time. We were kind of lucky. I don't know. It's not until we got to an age where we're kind of like, we're too tired, we're too much in student debt to, like, you know, not work for money and volunteer time to picket and riot and be activists and things like that, right? Like, most of us are in debt for student loans and things of that nature. So
yeah, I think
we didn't have that.
Yeah, I think our generation was a little too comfortable. I mean,
we
grew up, like, in the 90s, where I guess the biggest threat from... Oh, I guess the second war,
the Berlin Wall.
Yeah, was communism, and then by 89, Russia had collapsed and so forth, and so the communist threat wasn't there, and so we lived from 89 to say 2001 till 9/11, pretty much
untouched.
Yeah, and then the internet was happening, and so that right. was distracting us. And then 9/11 happens, and now, you know,
we were already, too, you know.
Yeah, we were adults at that point, and then now, you know, we have to take our shoes off when we fly, right?
Exactly.
Some of us do, but, you know.
So, we weren't fully submerged in it as some of these kids are growing up with it, right?
Yeah.
Where being shot at school is, like, a real fear
yeah.
for them.
Yeah.
You know, Columbine didn't happen until we were almost close to graduating. Was it 99, I think?
Yeah, so we were in grade
11.
11, was it 11? Yeah.
11, maybe 12.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was, like, the first of really big, we were like, wow. This is happening all the time now in the U.S.
Yeah.
So it's a completely different time, and I think these kids, like, again, they're just not having it.
Mm-hmm.
Not putting up with it, and I think, I really hope that the future is a lot brighter.
Yeah. And I think it does have to get bad before it gets good, right?
It yeah. does. Sometimes, you know, that's how it has to work out. And unfortunately,
yeah.
we're right in the valley of it, I think.
That's right, yeah.
I hope. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I hope it can't get any worse than that.
Mm-hmm.
But on another note, I had to ask you, because we go through the Facebook sometimes, and
sure.
I come across your tweets, and
right.
they're always hilarious. I usually am laughing to myself.
Thank you.
I read them, but this one in particular, I died. I think I actually laughed out loud on the bus. So you said I just got a tele. This was
May 10th. The telemarketing call
at 2:51
yeah.
p.m.
See,
I
that's
just got
yeah.
a telemarketing call saying I want a Mexican vacation.
Yeah,
I fooled around with them a bit.
Yeah,
I said I didn't want it. They asked why. I said I can't travel under house arrest for murdering a telemarketer.
Yeah. So what happened was what was it 2:51? You said.
Yeah.
So I had to leave the house and because I was going somewhere, like right at 3.
Mm-hmm.
And, or just before 3, I guess. And so the phone rings, and I don't know why I picked it, not the cell phone, the landline. So I picked it up, and they said, oh, congratulations, you've won a, it was a woman from another country, you know, with an accent, right?
Right.
A Filipino accent. And, so I knew what was up, right? I mean, no one phones you for a vacation unless it's something, right? You know,
right.
You know, unless it's a scam. So she said, you've won a Mexican Riviera vacation. And I'm like, I'm not interested. And the line was really bad. Not just because she was in one of those rooms with like a million other call telemarketers.
Right. Because
you could hear the person next to her talking on the phone, you know, pulling the same roofs
the same
on someone else,
scheme.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I would answer her, and she says, you know, what, you know, and I'd be doing the same thing too because I couldn't hear her either. So, she says, you've won, and I said, well, it's a Mexican vacation. I said, I'm not interested. And she's like, why not, sir? And I said, well, I don't want it. You know, first of all, vacations. I'm not, you know, I've never been to Mexico nor. That's not on my list, right?
Yeah.
I'm not a person who walks on the beach and things
totally.
Like that. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, I couldn't see you doing that.
Or lie there and you know, just sit there, right? It's not my deal. Or as the young people said, not my jam.
Right.
So she's very insistent now at this point. She's puzzled why I don't want this vacation. And she says something. She says it's 80% paid for. Which,
80%.
Yeah, so you mean, you know, you got to pay the taxes or whatever, right? Which I don't really want to do either, right?
No.
So she's incredulous. She thinks, you know, why would I want to pass this up?
Like, you're crazy. Who do you think you are?
And she's probably surprised, too, that I've stayed on the line with her for this long, right? So I must be
right.
somewhat interested. Otherwise, I'd have hung up. So she says, well, why? So I said, well, I can't travel. And she's like, "Why not, sir?" I said, "Well, I'm under. I don't have a passport. The police have taken it away from me." And then she's like, "Why?" And I said, "Well, I'm a convicted criminal." And she's like, "Oh my, sir, Do you have a friend that can, that you know, and then before, you know, she could go.
Do you have a friend?
Yeah, that I could probably give this vacation to or something, right? I said, I have no friends. And she's like, why is that, sir? Why don't you have friends? I said, well, I'm a very, I'm a very mean person. Which, some of these things she doesn't get either, right? Otherwise, she'd have hung up already, right?
Of course.
And then she said, she says, then she repeats herself. And she says, why can't you travel? I said, well, I'm a murderer. She's like, a what? I says, I've killed people. And then she's like, whoa. And, I knew right away she was Filipino because she's like, huh? Just like every Filipino person you know, right, has done that to you, right? And
oh my God.
She's like, why would you do that, sir? I said, well, because they phoned me and they were trying to sell me something and I hate telemarketers. And then I had to leave because the cab was there and I had to go, so I hung up. But I do wonder if she's telling her friends a story.
She's probably telling the story now. Like, it's going to be in part of all their training modules.
The telemarketing.
Sometimes you will get calls like this, and they'll just, you know, have it. They'll record a call of your whole conversation.
Well, I'd like a tape of that, because it's actually, now that I think about it.
You know, you can ask. You can.
It's amusing, isn't it? You know.
Just but in I, case.
But do you do that? When, I mean, everyone gets these calls, right?
You know, I've never been that creative. Done some things. Sometimes I've talked to them. Well, I have no intention of, like, taking whatever they're offering. But
they call me at work, or they call work, and then the other staff, because they like to hear me do similar things like this.
Yeah, of course, I'm sure.
And so, you know, then I start fooling around with them, one time this happened at work, and they said, you know, I won a vacation. It's usually a vacation, isn't it? Or you win like 1,000 air miles or something, or a million
something
air miles,
like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I, you know, if I have an audience, then you know, I dial it up in terms of the acting, and then I'll, you know, be like, oh my God,
right?
I won what? And you'll be like, Mildred, did you hear this?
Mildred.
I won. And then, you know, I just repeat it.
Of all the names.
Yeah.
Mildred.
And then there'll be, sometimes they're onto it that it's, you know, that it's a fooling around, and then they hang up, right? But
well, that's fine. I should try that. I've never, you know.
Well, I wouldn't do that to say, like, you know, these people phone for polls and things, because those are legitimate, right? But when it's obviously a scam, where the other one that goes around, and unfortunately I know some old people who've fallen for this, who say that their computer is infected with a virus.
Right, and then they pay for this thing.
Yeah. So it's some of those, I talked to one of those guys, and awfully aggressive.
They are.
It was like, F you, you know what I mean? And so you only have to reply in kind. And they usually do this, you know, on the house phone upstairs, where there isn't a computer.
Right.
So that's also amusing, because then you tell them there's no computer here, and they're like, they can't believe you, right? They think you're lying to them, and so they stay on the line to harass you. So then, unfortunately,
that's really, yeah.
You do have to turn, you know, you have to dial it up and start cursing at them.
I've had to get aggressive with the telemarketers, definitely.
Yeah.
Where, you know, kind of the same thing that, tried to sell me, but give me a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no, I'm good. Well, why wouldn't you want it? This is the interest. No, like, why would I want it?
Mm-hmm.
You're selling, you're not making it. Never, those things are, there's always a catch. I think we are, like, everybody knows that now. We're not stupid.
Well, unfortunately, there was a story last week in the Vancouver Police where, certain students from China were being targeted, and they would phone them up on their cell phones, someone purporting to be from the Chinese embassy or the Chinese consulate, and then said, the Chinese government wants to arrest you, and they will use the Vancouver Police Department to arrest you. And then, you know, you end up these folks, unfortunately, end up paying ransoms, or it got really involved where some of them were going to places, tying themselves up, bound and gagging themselves and shooting video and then sending it. Because
that's
they think,
horrible.
Because, yeah, and so the police had to come out and say, hey, no, we don't do that, and any government would never ask us to do
no.
it. You know what I mean?
No, that's crazy.
Is that a siren?
Yeah.
Is the government after you?
I hope not.
Well, I'll let you go then, just in case.
I know, just in case. Well, I might need to sit on the phone. I don't know. I did do my taxes, though. But, hey, you never know, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, May 14th, 2018.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back next week.